Well, here at home in the U.S., President Obama is meeting with Attorney General Loretta Lynch today to explore executive action on gun sales. Here's the president in a radio address over the weekend talking about gun violence and what he wants to do about it in his last year in office.
I get too many letters from parents and teachers and kids to sit around and do nothing. I get letters from responsible gun owners who grieve with us every time these tragedies happen, who share my belief that the Second Amendment guarantees a right to bear arms, and who share my belief we can protect that right while keeping an irresponsible, dangerous few from inflicting harm on a massive scale.
But the Republican candidates hoping to succeed the president aren't waiting to hear what the White House is proposing over the weekend. Many pledged to reverse any new action if elected. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving is here on a Monday. So, Ron, do we know what are the executive actions being considered?
The president is talking about actions that would be more incremental than dramatic. What we're hearing from the White House and from the Department of Justice is that they will go after stricter enforcement of some of the existing gun laws, particularly the definition of who is a gun dealer. And, you know, we've talked about this as the trade show loophole or the gun show loophole for years, because the law says people, quote, in the business, unquote, of trading in guns are restricted. But people who do it as an avocation or say it's a hobby are far less restricted. The president's going to go after that and some other aspects of the way we enforce some of the existing laws. So these are executive actions, not new laws.
Well, but this is exactly what many of the Republicans are saying. Just enforce the laws that already exist. Yesterday, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie called the president a petulant child, a king, and a dictator for end-running Congress. He says President Obama should be able to convince Congress that new laws aren't necessary. So you're saying that President Obama isn't necessarily saying there should be new laws.
He would probably be in support of some new laws, but that's not what we're talking about right now. You remember back in 2013, the president put out a long list of enforcement actions, 23 of them. The Republicans denounced all of those, although all of them were about stricter enforcement of existing laws. The Senate actually managed to bring up a bill that almost got 60 votes that would have been meaningful new gun legislation. The president supported that. But they couldn't even get it through the Senate, and the House had zero interest in that at the time. So, yes, the president would much rather propose some laws to Congress and see them get a bipartisan majority in the House and Senate. But right now, we have a Congress with perhaps the most pro-gun majorities we've seen, certainly in the last 20 years, over this period of time that Republicans have mostly been in control and when Democrats have been afraid to take on gun control.
Well, so it sounds like, unless I'm missing something, that you're saying that the president and the Republican candidates are talking about the same thing in many ways, because all weekend we heard Republicans say enforce laws that already exist. And for instance, you have the friend of the San Bernardino shooter who was charged with supporting terrorism and acting as a straw buyer, which is illegal, buying guns for someone else. He gave guns to the married couple who then carried out that terrible massacre in San Bernardino. Go ahead.
I think it's fair to say that the White House is not selling what it is trying to propose tomorrow as some sort of solution to San Bernardino or to San Bernardino-like incidents. They have made no claim that any of these new actions would have stopped that shooting or any of the latest shootings. Their rebuttal, of course, is that these are measures aimed at making existing laws more effective and making guns less easily obtained for all kinds of reasons that lead to bad results. We're not talking so much about terrorists here as we're talking about the supply and oversupply of guns that Americans use on each other and on themselves.
Right. For instance, we've heard many of the president's backers speaking over the weekend as well. And they're pointing to things like in Chicago, you can walk a few blocks and buy a gun in another state that has different laws. So is that the kind of thing he might be talking about?
Yes, that's the kind of thing the president is talking about. And make no mistake, of course, the White House will say, if that kind of restriction, if that kind of tightening up on the availability of guns were to prevent another San Bernardino kind of attack, so much the better.
Yeah. And Ron, while we have you, we want to talk to you about what is happening right now. Armed men occupying a federal building in rural Oregon, they have a beef with the federal government over land use. There's an ongoing case about two other men. But putting that aside, there's a lot of anti-government feeling surrounding guns out there right now.
Yes, there is. And in this particular case in Oregon, the two people who were sentenced to jail with regard to setting some lands on fire, including some public lands a number of years ago, mm-hmm. Have actually said they're going to turn themselves in to go into incarceration today. Mm-hmm. So that is not in question. This is another group who have come up from Nevada, the Bundys, the family we have seen in the past resisting the government. And they are armed. There don't seem to be very many of them right now. There really isn't that much of a showdown, and it's probably going to get resolved in the next couple of days.
NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.